there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Drive Through HR. It is a wonderful day. And you know, for no other reason than I get to catch up with Mike Vandervoort today. Today is going to be a fantastic day, I can tell you. I've been traveling a bit today, and I haven't really been traveling that much since December. And you know, travel's one of those deals that the more you travel, the better you get at it. And the more you kind of get used to the rhythm and the flow and, you know, the whole bit. And when you get out of that rhythm, boy, things fall apart. They just fall apart all at the seams. So I got one travel under my belt. I've got another one in a couple of weeks. But, Mike, without any further ado, how are you doing, brother? How's everything
going? I'm doing well, William. I was home all week this week for the first time in about a month. So I've been eating dinner at home and cooking and doing dishes, all those things you don't have to do when you travel. Which
you just put the little room service. you just put the little tray outside the room, like, okay, take that away now.
I'm done. Thanks. Yeah, and my wife took off to go to she's traveling this weekend to go to a class, so I'm at home. When I'm home, which right now I'm in the office, but I'm at home with a pair of dogs who think that I'm their room service. So it's kind of at the other end of the spectrum from travel. So,
So we've got Nisha is at a doctor's appointment. She's not joining us today. And Crystal is down in Austin, Texas at Whole Foods at TalentNet Live. So everyone, make sure you're following the hashtag today, because there's going to be great content coming out of Austin and Whole Foods. Craig Fisher puts on a fantastic event, and it is just, and Crystal speaks, I think, at 1 o'clock, and so she's gonna be amazing. But follow the, if you're not there, you're probably not listening to the show if you're there, but if you're not there, make sure you're following that hashtag. And I believe it's just TalentNet. Is the hashtag, but I'll look that up here in just a second.
I think that's right. TalentNet.
So Mike, go ahead. We're going to be talking about this bit we're doing all of next week around St. Patrick's Day. HR gets lucky, So and we're filling in guests. And we're going to have them on. We're going to be telling some stories. What are you excited about next week with this bit?
I'm looking forward to I'm going to do the show with Brad Galen. So Brad and I once upon a different times lived in the same town in Indiana. So I've gotten to know him over the years, but haven't really had a chance to hear him on a podcast or talk to him. So I'm looking forward to that, because he's got some unique with the world of education and all that. I think he's got some unique perspective on HR. It's a different world in the educational side. And then my pal from Florida, John Nicolasian, is on as the final guest of the week on Friday, so I'm looking forward to that, because John always has great stories, whether it's about HR getting lucky or anything else. So those two things, I think, are the highlights for me.
Yeah, both good guys. Both of those are good. Brad brought me into Indiana Sherm 1 year. And I spoke in Indianapolis. Wonderful human being. Now he lives up in Michigan now, right?
Yeah, he's in like Grand Rapids or somewhere up in the. I'm not exactly sure what town he's in, but he's in that western side of Michigan, which is a lot different than the Detroit side. State's split in half, but liberals and conservatives and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Brad's from, we both lived in Bloomington, Indiana, which is a great college town, home of Indiana University, and my kids both graduated from there, so lived there for about 10 years, and just a cool community. And Brad was, I got to know him after I moved away, but he's got some stuff going on, so that should be a good show. I'm not sure who the rest. I saw Crystal put them up, but I'm not sure who the rest of the guests are. Do you know?
No.
That sounds terrible,
no,
but I just don't.
No. Well, that's the bit with the show, though. That's actually the beauty, I think, of the show now with you and Crystal and Nisha and I, is that we're going to have guests on the show. I've said this before when we kind of launched, that the show is great, but if it ever gets stale, like if the person ever feels like, okay, so-and-so's on the show, yeah, I already know what they're about, I'm not really going to learn anything, and thusly I don't tune in, well, then, you know, that's a problem. And now
right.
I love actually showing up to a show and going, I have no idea who this human being is. And, you know, and it's for me, it's great because I get to meet somebody new. And then, you know, and it's still the same show. It's, hey, what's keeping you up at night? What's top of mind for you? What's going on in your world? Take us here. Take us there. Like, I like that. And I think your network in particular, there's a bunch of, you know, women and men over there that I know none of them, actually.
Yeah, I've got a few things in the pipeline, but that I haven't got them booked yet, but they're coming in probably in late in April and May. Hey, Steve and Dan, who last name's unknown, Steve and Dan from eHarmony are going to be on Wednesday. I was looking back at Facebook posts from Crystal, and then she's got some other names, but I'm not sure if they're on next week or if they were guests for later on, so we won't throw those
that's
out
right.
since
no,
we don't know exactly
Dan
who they are.
The 18th, because she asked me to...
That's next week,
yeah.
right? Yeah, today's the 13th,
that's
so that's
right.
next Wednesday. That should be interesting,
right.
the eHarmony play on HR. I mean, you know, getting lucky and all that kind of stuff.
That can't be a bad thing. That just can't be a bad thing. By the way, we did get a tweet. TalentNet is TalentNet. So the hashtag is just TalentNet. And you can be following that thing. It'll be really busy today, so... Make sure you pay attention to that. Go ahead, Mike.
This is the South by this is tied to South by Southwest too, isn't it? Some way
it is. So
yeah.
On the front end, Craig's done this for the last 5 years. South by Southwest starts, so it's not affiliated, because then South by Southwest would probably sue the hell out of Craig. But it's TalentNet. He has his own, just like a True London one of those types of unconferencing events. He's been doing it for years. This is the first year, I believe, that it's actually held at a corporate headquarters. That's normally what he does in Dallas. And what he did in Chicago is he's held it at corporate headquarters. In the years past, it was at the Iron Cactus on 6th Street. And they have a huge room in the back. And it's just a phenomenal. I mean, like if you don't like an unconference, then you're not going to like any of these types of events. This one looks, from the pictures, it's at the Whole Foods. Andreas, who runs Global Talent Acquisition for Whole Foods, he opened up their event, and this is like in their training center. So it's got a little bit of a more of a corporate feel. It's got tables and, you know, people in PowerPoint, and, you know, it's a little bit more corporate-y than kind of your standard fare true event or unconference-y event. But they got all the characters down there presenting, and they do it on the Friday, like, South by Southwest starts today. The South by Southwest Interactive starts today. And Interactive goes, I think, until next Wednesday. And then the music and film. I mean, it's a 17-day festival. So, but the Interactive starts today. And you can pick up badges this afternoon in Austin. I think Mike and I both got kicked out of Blog Talk Radio at the same time. So there you go. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So
no, I fell off. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you said. I fell off. So anyway.
That's only happened one other time with Brian and I a couple of years ago, where it's a Blog Talk Radio deal. They just all phone calls exit and all of a sudden, you know, everybody just calls back in. These things happen. You know, it's like internet radio. Yeah, it is what it is. Anyhow, South by Southwest, 17-day festival, film, music, interactive. I think they've got sports, nonprofit, educational. Like, it's just, it's an odyssey. Have you ever been down there for it?
I'm not. That's what I started to say when karma got me. I about 5 years ago, I was talking to Jessica Miller Merrill or Jessica in Blogging for Jobs and saying, man, I can't believe that there aren't. It might even have been a little bit more than 5 years ago. I can't believe that HR people aren't going to South by Southwest. You know, and we were talking about, and she went. I was booked to go, and then I had to cancel because of some work thing. And I have never made it, or really never tried since, because it just hasn't fit. Doesn't fit in my schedule. It seems during this time of year, there's always shit going on, and just, you know, too much.
Yeah.
So, one of these years.
I think interactive is amazing. I mean, obviously, if you love music or film, or I think all of them are probably pretty dang amazing. They have this bit where the panel picker. So you can put a panel together, or you can put a like content together, and say you want to speak at it, and it's a crazy number, like 10,000 people submitted, you know, proposals to speak at South by Southwest, and it's run by this thing called the panel picker, where other people have to pick your speaking slot for you to get accepted. So, like, the community decides the content, by and large. They decide the content of the event. And it's not just popularity. It really is. It's got to have something that really kind of sticks across kind of the masses that show up and attend the conference. And so one of the companies I advise, a company called Goodco, which is a culture assessment play, they submitted. And, you know, when they told me they were going to submit for South by Southwest, I'm like, yeah, good luck. They're like, no, we want you to be the moderator of a panel. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, throw my name down. Yeah, of course, sure. Sounds great. Knowing damn full well, there's no way it's going to get accepted. Well, it had Josh Burson on it, and and Randy Goldberg and a couple others, and it got accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm speaking on Sunday. And so the first time I've been to South by, I've attended, you know, probably 10 years, maybe even 12 years. And I've been down there for Craig's event, TalentNet, I think 3 years. But this is the first time I'll speak at South by. So
yeah,
it's a fun bit. It's different. It's one of those things on your bucket list. You should have it on your bucket list.
Yep.
Go do the bit. And then, you know, then you can cross off your list.
I was doing last week I did some city tours. I was in Orlando and Tampa, which I know I lived in Florida, but we're looking for sites for one of our conferences for 2016. Because you got to start booking that stuff like a year out for an event that the size of what we run, which is about 350 people. So we were being, you know, hosted by various hotels and the city travel bureau, or the trying to bring in conferences, took us around, and we had a great day with the Tampa Visitors Bureau. They took us around, but one of the things they were telling us is, you know, Tampa's famous for this thing called Gasparilla, the pirate parade, that was always kind of known as, you know, sort of Tampa's Mardi Gras. I guess they've cleaned that up a bit, but I think they just had their very first ever Gasparilla Interactive, so they're kind of trying to do a probably different. I didn't go, but they're making a play to kind of bring that type of an event into Tampa a few weeks before South by Southwest, which might be interesting in a couple of years if they get it off the ground. So South by is so big now. I think some people are looking for other venues because it's so hard to get noticed in there anymore. You know,
it's true. I mean, the noise level will be extremely high. And, I mean, you know, when Twitter launches there, Foursquare launches there, God only knows, God untold, no number of new apps launch there. You know, it's shocking.
This year it's Meerkat, apparently. Meerkat is a video for Twitter kind of thing. And I saw Lars and Craig were running it last night, and it's like streaming video via Twitter. And my phone, I downloaded the app the day before yesterday. My phone is blowing up. Guy Kawasaki, David Armano, you know, all these people are live on Meerkat now. And it's just kind of, you grab a stream and you kind of watch. It's a little confusing, but it's interesting, and everybody seems to be using it to bring these remote live things to Twitter right now.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's just hard to tell. I mean, it's Penny Pritzker, who's, I think, in the Obama administration, just popped up on my phone. So, I mean, I'm not even connected to these people. This is just being pumped in from the app. So check it out, Meerkat, I guess, Meerkat. It'll make your phone chime every 2 seconds. So
yeah. I don't know why my battery went down.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
I need an app to stop all the alerts that I get, you know, because the kid never. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure that's probably true. My battery will be long dead. I was going to take a look at it later this afternoon because I think with this week I thought it would be cool to watch and see how it played out because I guess it's kind of the darling of South by Southwest as far as people are predicting will be the up.
I'm already looking forward to that. So this HR Gets Lucky, what do you expect the content to be next week? Do you have any what's your preconceived notions here?
I think it'll be largely defined by the guest, right? The space the guest plays in is probably going to bring the HR Get Lucky. So like Nicolasian, you know, does education, helping people find jobs. So he's going to talk about students. I mean, I don't know what he's going to talk about because you can never predict Nicolasian, but John will largely, if he's talking business, we'll probably talk about how he helps students get career placements coming out of grad school, which, you know, doesn't sound exciting, but I think when you just say it that way, but, you know, John does a lot of work and goes, you know, builds a lot of community and a lot of relationships and works with these students year round. I think he does some really fascinating stuff. So that one, Brad, educational, you know, HR in the world of education. Don't know, might get lucky just not to have a kid come in your office, but I'm not sure. What do you think, William? What's your take on it?
Yeah, I hope to be surprised with stories of things that go well. You know, unintended, you know, because HR by and large, you can get to the horror stories pretty easily because everyone's got them, you know, worst interview, worst dress code violation, you know, famous firing, like everyone's got that stuff. Like that content goes for days and it's pretty easy and pretty lazy, but I'm kind of hoping to be surprised with some things like, hey, We did a downsizing and morale went up, or we moved corporate headquarters because we lost our lease because somebody, our COO, you know, was asleep at the wheel. We lost our lease. We had to move. It was a big, you know, it was a big emotional moment, and everyone loved it. Like I'm kind of looking for that stuff. I'm looking for that, like we got lucky, like in the instance of we thought things were going to fall off the rails, and they could have easily fallen off the rails, but things went our way. We got lucky.
Well, considering that we're doing this show on Friday the 13th, we got the easy content because we can just kind of set it up. But I think these theme shows are these themed weeks are kind of interesting because they do lead you down a path, and it's interesting to kind of see how people run the gamut of topics and stories, and you know the horror stories actually led, I thought, you know, not only, you know, telling the tales, but it also led to some really good discussion with Frank Zupan, for example, about you know, joint employment issues. I mean, it could be a horror story, but I mean, we talked some pretty good HR technical stuff as well, and I thought that was a great, you know, made it a really fun way to present content instead of just three questions. You know, it kind of brings a different spin to it, which of course is what we're trying to do with sort of re-energizing the show, as you were talking about earlier. Anyway, you know, different guests, a little bit different spin on the show, even though I'm kind of holding to the traditional format, you know, a little bit. I mean, we don't want to overcomplicate it, but it goes some pretty interesting ways. I've really enjoyed it so far. I wanted to try podcasting for a long time, and I know this is, you know, kind of a quasi-podcast, but, you know, coming on, like the other day, Nisha said, hey, can you handle the show? I can't. I was like, yeah, like, you know, like today, 30 seconds in, who's on? Some dude I never heard of, you know, and yet it turned into, you know, pretty decent conversation because it was the guy from Zenith Talent. He had, and he was talking about crowd staffing and it was some stuff I had never even heard of. So it was a great for me to kind of, you know, just fall into that.
That's what I love about it. People ask me now, they're like, why do you do it? Why do you continue to do it type stuff? And I'm like, you know, 30 minutes a day, I get to talk to somebody that I don't really know. And I got to kind of get into their world a little bit, like, you know, just a little bit. And I think that's one of the things for the audience as well. It's just like, let's just peer into the world, like take us into your world, and the good, the bad, whatever, wherever you want to go, the content's always got to be easy enough for the person that's speaking so that they don't have to formally create something.
Right.
I think that's, you know, that's the, I think the hard part is that the practitioner or the other person thinks like, oh, I've got to create a PowerPoint deck to then get on this radio show, we're going to lose people. If they think that, if the bit is they can just get on the show, talk about what's going on in their world, then everyone wins.
Well, it, you know, it's interesting. You know, we've been doing this like about a month now, right? I think the Valentine's Day, right, was when we did our big announcement. So today's we're literally 1 month in. I've had, you know, some feedback from folks through the Twitters and stuff, you know, saying they feel like the show has, you know, kind of come back a bit, that, you know, that people are returning to listen, not because necessarily I'm on, but just I'm like, what do you think? Have you heard any of my shows? How's it going? You know, because I can't tell. I just feel like I'm talking and like we are today. And, you know, sometimes they're fun and sometimes less so because maybe you're distracted or whatever. But, I've had some really good feedback about my style, that people find me, you know, somewhat disarming and, you know, congenial, which is nice to hear. And then they feel like the shows have, you know, kind of come back a bit, and that the new guests. The other thing is I've started to get people, you know, sending me private messages saying, hey, can I be on the show? They act like it's a big privilege, you know, or we're going to charge them money. I mean, we're interested in having people on. So
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is if you want to be a guest, I mean, you got to have something to say. But if you want to be a guest, let us know. We'll try to work with you and get that on. And we feel lucky to have people who want to talk to us. Talking
Agreed.
About HR, getting lucky. So, you there? Did I lose you?
No, I was just going to play with you for a second. The barrier to entry is rather low. I don't think it's a blacklist per se, but if you know that this is all volunteer, you know, obviously you and Crystal and Nisha and I, we put time into this, we schedule people,
right.
And it's the people that schedule and then back out at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
That we tend to not have those folks on the show anymore. But outside of that, we don't really, like if somebody wants to come in, and I've had vendors and, you know, all kinds of different types of people that want to be on the show, and I don't try to dissuade anybody. I basically tell them, here's the format, here's the audience, you know, make sure that you have a take and make sure you're making it relevant to them. With the vendors, the only coaching I really give vendors is like, don't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't sell. The worst thing you can do is come on and start talking about your product, your service, your solution, how you're unique, come schedule a demo. You know, that type of stuff doesn't work. If you come over and talk about the market and what you're seeing and how clients are struggling and, you know, how it should get better, like, you know, that type of stuff, easy to do, easy to bring it up a couple levels, and people like that, generally speaking, like that type of content. I'm really looking forward to next week because I'm hoping that we get some inspiration. I'm hoping that I'm surprised, you know, and I think that's what I like about theme shows is, you know, you never really kind of know what you're going to get until you get into it. So we've just got a couple of minutes left. What's your weekend look like?
Well, rainy and rain, 100% chance of rain. I heard walking in the door to make this call at the office, 100% chance of rain. So the Georgia is soaking wet in the mountains where I'm living full time now. Sold my place in Florida this week, which was kind of a big deal. I kind of went, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but that's committed to it now. I know there's plenty of rentals in Florida if I want to, you know, go back for a week. So that's what I figured. But the weekend is going to be pretty laid back. Me and the dogs and some work and hopefully maybe a movie or something like that. Not much, you know, just kind of hanging out for a change.
Now, when do you get back over to Texas?
I'm heading to Texas, not to Dallas, but I'm heading to San Antonio at the end of March, just an overnight trip. And then I think the next time I'm actually down there is going to be summer camp, summer brain camp, in at the very beginning of June. So that probably won't, I guess I won't see you between events with TDN2K, unless we run into each other somewhere else between now and then.
Well, let's make sure we spend some time at TDN2K at summer brain camp. Let's make sure we do that bit. That's such a wonderful event, and for those that are listening, it really is one of the better examples of true community. I mean, really, a lot of events wish they had community, but this is a very rare, example of where a conference, a company, a technology startup actually has a community.
Yep.
So I'll get to see you there. And maybe we'll get Crystal and Nisha over there as well and do some strategy.
That would be good. And then I'll be at CHRM National. I'm on the social media team again this year, so I've already bought my tickets and booked my room. So I'll be in Vegas at the end of June, so I imagine you'll be hanging around there.
I'm actually going to that as well. I'm doing a Smart Stage presentation on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do the 15-minute get up, TED like speech on Tuesday, so I'm kind of excited about that. And I'm working with Andrew because I don't have a blog per se,
right?
And he wants me to be on the social team. He wants to do shows from there and all that stuff. So I'll figure all that stuff out. But I just kind of copped to it when he asked me. I'm like, I don't fit really the criteria, and I don't want to make anyone mad. It's just I don't have a blog, and I don't really do that bit. Like, I'll help. But I'm going to be out there as well. So hopefully we can spend some time. That's late June, early
July. First of July. Yeah, June's a big month. Yeah, I'm headed there. I'm headed to Denver. I'm headed to Vegas, Dallas. So I'm going to be flitting around the country quite a bit in June. So.
Yeah, that's these aren't bad things.
No.
Well, brother, let's go ahead and end the show. And we'll roll out to a little happy. And first of all, have a great weekend. Good hearing your voice.
You too, William.
And let's get lucky next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Awkward. All right.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.